You're listening to Red Eye on Vancouver Cooperative Radio, CFRO 102.7 FM.
Memory, Place, and Displacement is the title of an exhibition of photographs by Colombian photojournalist Jesus Abad Colorado, which is currently on display at the UBC Museum of Anthropology. Laura Lamb saw the show, and she's here with her thoughts. Hi, Laura.
Morning.
Can you give us a little background on the exhibition? What is it about?
Well, it's described in the publicity information as being about the effects of war and displacement within Colombia and the ways in which those affected express their resiliency. And it also mentions that it's connected to the World Peace Forum, this exhibition, prior to the World Peace Forum or leading up to it or something like that. And it also says that it intends to spark critical thinking about issues of global importance.
Tell us what you saw when you enter the gallery.
Well, I saw, I guess, about 20 to 25 black and white photographs, fairly large, probably about 16 by 20, and some are a bit bigger, framed on the wall like a regular art exhibit. And I was quite surprised to see that they were black and white, because when I understood that it was work by a photojournalist, I expected it to be in color, because black and white is really not standard for any kind of professional, photojournalistic work anymore. So that was kind of the first surprise for me.
Why do you think the photographer chose to work in black and white?
Well, I guess he could have had any number of reasons. I think black and white has a connotation, I think, possibly of factuality, because it reminds us of an early era of photojournalism when photography was accepted as factual and truthful, and perhaps that might have been one of the motivations to link it to a kind of an integrity of photojournalists from early part of the century. Or he very likely had aesthetic reasons, because these pictures are very strongly tonal. They very much emphasize the relationship between dark and light and so on. So, perhaps that was his reason to choose to work in black and white. And of course, I think black and white also has connotations today of being artistic, or at least perhaps more serious, or it's positioned as kind of the other in photography, whereas the regular photography is now pretty well all color, and when you see black and white, there's a reason for it. And I think maybe color signifies kind of business as usual, and if you want to position yourself as being outside of business as usual, you might choose black and white for that reason.
Can you describe some of the images?
Well, the first image that you see, which is also the image on the invitation, is I guess sort of a preface to the show. It's quite striking, and it's also very different from the rest of the images in the show, because it's a close-up. And I happen to have that invitation right here in my hand, so I can look at it and describe it to you. And I'm looking at it the wrong way. The first time I picked up the invitation, I looked at it sideways, and I didn't recognize what it was. I thought it was the bark of a tree with some kind of a flower growing out of it, because it's this incredible textured gnarled wooden shape, curved shape, with this little white flower coming out of it. And then when I turned it around and held it the right way, I could see that they were two joined hands, very, very wrinkled and veined. And you just see one little thumbnail, which is worn down, the hand of someone who's worked on the land, really very, very worn and ancient hands, and they're holding this frail little white flower. So, and the title of the image is Contra el Olvido, which means against forgetting. So that kind of sets the theme, and then you see the rest of the images.
And so you said the first image is quite different. What are the rest like?
Well, the title suggests, it's about displacement. So many of the pictures show the people of these rural areas in Colombia actually on the move, people leaving their homes, becoming refugees, going to neighboring countries or the city to escape their villages where it's not safe to live because they're threatened by paramilitaries and by the action of the guerrillas. And some of them show the peasant farmers returning to their homes. Several of the photographs show the reasons for this displacement, destroyed buildings, destroyed towns, armed men, soldiers. There's a statement saying that the artist deliberately refrains from showing images which could titillate with their shock value. And so you don't see any mutilated corpses or anything really grisly. For me, the most striking and effective photographs were those of demonstrations. There were quite a few photographs, mostly of demonstrations by various citizens groups in these villages and towns, against violence, basically. There are peace demonstrations with people carrying signs, all people dressed in black, people carrying signs which were simply a picture of a gun with the circle and the slash through it, right? There's no guns. There was one particular image. I went around the exhibition twice, first just looking and the second time taking notes. And both times when I saw this particular image, something just hit me physically. And I couldn't, you know, I was surprised by it. I wonder, what is it? It shows a demonstration of maybe 100 people passing through a section of a town that has been destroyed. So they're walking down the street, and it's just rubble on both sides, destroyed buildings, broken white shards of buildings. And they're carrying in front of them a huge banner, maybe about 30 feet square. And it's remarkable because it's meant to be read from above. The photograph is taken from above, bird's eye view. And it's looking straight down on this banner, which is being carried sort of like a blanket or something. And it says, Territorio de Paz, and it has a huge graphic of a hand. And then it's followed by these, you know, this crowd of 100 people wearing black passing through this, the remnants of this part of the city. And then behind the destroyed buildings, you can see the buildings which are still standing, kind of stacked up the mountainside. So, that image really, really hit me.
And why do you think that this photo had such a strong effect on you?
Well, I'm still not really sure, but I think it might be the contrast between that message, that huge flat message that they're carrying, which is very graphic and clear, and then all around this rubble, this mess, the effects of the very violence that they're protesting. And then there was also a kind of a feeling of dizziness, like just vertigo. And I think it's the bird's eye view that, you know, this landscape is very vertical. And at the same time, the scale of the suffering and the strength of this sort of cry in the wilderness of these people who, you know, are risking their lives by even by coming out and saying that they're against violence. So I think that it was a combination of that landscape and what was happening within it that really hit me.
Are there any other images that were particularly striking?
Well, there were many images that struck me in this exhibit. One that really stuck in my mind was a picture of a funeral. There's a coffin being carried through the street, and the caption below says that burial of 18 people killed by ACCU, which is a paramilitary group there, which is supported by the, or, you know, tacitly supported by the government. So you see these people carrying a coffin through this street, and in the foreground there are four old men playing dominoes on a table in the street, and only one of them looks up at the funeral. And there were several photographs in the show that seemed to have this theme of showing how people carry on and coexist with the violence and even learn to ignore it and its effects.
You mentioned the caption, which explains why the coffin is being carried. Are captions particularly important in this exhibition?
I think captions are very important to this exhibition. For instance, there was one picture which shows some children looking through the window of a bus, and the window is covered with raindrops, which is, you know, gives it a kind of a romantic look. And the caption explains below that these are families returning to their village after threats from paramilitary force them to leave, and that subsequently, after they returned, there were more threats and then assassinations, and then the people left again. And many families, in quotes, are not motivated to return. So without this caption, you know, what would that picture be? It would just be a picture of some cute children. And even with the other pictures, which contain a lot more information visually about the violence and about the people in the region and what they're doing, the captions are very important to add information.
The museum's publicity material you quoted earlier said the exhibition is intended to spark critical thinking about issues of global importance. Do you think these photographs have such an effect?
Well, yes. I think the pictures describe a situation that many people have very little awareness of, so they're educational. And I guess it's a kind of a very kind of specific, detail-laden, factual-laden kind of information that you can only get from photography. And even more importantly than that, it shows the people in the region not just as victims of this violence, but as activists, where activism is an incredible act of courage.
Thanks for talking with me about it.
Thank you.
I've been talking to Laura Lamb about the exhibition Memory, Place, and Displacement, A Journey by Jesus Abad, Colorado. The exhibition runs at the UBC Museum of Anthropology until June 10th.
You're listening to Red Eye on Vancouver Cooperative Radio, CFRO 102.7 FM.